Hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm from Opinion Research. We're actually conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answers will stay confidential and are anonymous, ma'am. Would you help us out?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let me proceed here. Are you actually a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Is that strongly or somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have processed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of that cost. Would you support or oppose this bill? You could strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, ma'am.
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat up buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, costs 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you strongly support an air quality equipment standard or opposed, like somewhat support, somewhat strongly, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand and impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose? You could choose from strongly, somewhat, or strongly opposed.
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And last, improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Somewhat support.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on, we're already at 56% and almost done. How convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, ma'am?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next is big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Moving on. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're almost done, ma'am. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance your opinion.
Enhance opinion? Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance,
right? Okay, moving on. We're at 73%. Thank you for your patience. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat Donald Trump, the Republican and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent?
Biden.
Thank you very much. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in that analyzing your responses, okay? In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you very much. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat or Republican or independent?
Democrat.
And what is your race? White, African American, or other?
African American.
Thank you. And your gender, please?
A female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and be blessed, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.